Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. You know, I got to key this up again because, I mean, I tell you, this is the way we praise him. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. And look here, you have tuned into the, glory to God, the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And I just want to let you know that I got to key this up again, because some of you weren't clapping your hands. Oh, yeah. You, come on. You know who you are. You were not clapping your hands. So we've got to do this right, because we want the atmosphere to be charged up so somebody can be blessed today. Someone can be healed today. Someone can be delivered today. Glory to God. Someone can be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. We got to praise the Lord. Now, let me see if I can key this up again. Hallelujah. I got to do it some kind of way here. Hallelujah. Y'all just got to bear with me just a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's see if we can do it one more time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Again, you've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Peaches, and we are on fire for the Lord tonight. I tell you, glory to God, because he's been good to us, and I know he's been good to you, because you're on this line. Hallelujah. You listen to our voice. Hallelujah, because I know he woke you up this morning. Come on now. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God for all those who tuned in. Hallelujah to our service today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. George Dukes, God bless you, and Tavon. Hallelujah, Maurice, and hallelujah, there's another Tavon, and another Tavon, glory to God, all these Tavons all over the place, hallelujah, and Julie, hallelujah, God bless you, and Anna, and Ava, and Kitty, and little Kitty, and Stephanie, and little Stephanie, and Desiree, and Dominique, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Monica, come on now, hallelujah, Justin, and Julius, and hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, QB Stevenson, and hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, my goodness, hallelujah, Cynthia, hallelujah, Papa Cynthia, also, hallelujah, Minister Janice, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Marvelyn, glory to God, hallelujah, Janetta McCoy, hallelujah, Angela Hill, Elga Rosetta Carey, God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter. Glory to God. And Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we can't forget Bianca. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all need to go over and visit her at 5900. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Reisterstown Road at Supreme Discounters. Y'all gonna, I'll tell you, glory to God. You're gonna be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take it from me. You're gonna be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for Sheila from Jesses. How are you, dear? Hallelujah. Gloria, God bless you. Hopefully you're home now. God bless you now. Hallelujah. Oh, be blessed to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bishop-elect, God. Norman Evans, J.R., God bless you. And Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Don Street, God bless you. Minister Jerry Cleveland, God bless you. Rakeem, God bless you now. Hallelujah. Another Tavon, God bless you. And Tanya over there in Ellicott City and Calvin and David, hallelujah. God bless you. And another Tanya, hallelujah. And Christopher, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jeffrey and Maria in North Hollywood, California, God bless you. And Bob and Lil in Boston, Massachusetts, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Ricky and Tony down there in South Carolina and Georgia, God bless you. Hallelujah. And Dorothy in Tarboro, North Carolina. And Mother Boopy in, glory to God, Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Hallelujah. Raymond Banks in Chesapeake, Virginia, God bless you. Pastor Peggy and Pastor Mike over there in Hanover, Pennsylvania, God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you on the call today. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Basilia Ososesapong in Parkville, Maryland. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And Maurice and Shirley, hallelujah, glory to God. And Dorothy, hallelujah, again, hallelujah. And Michael Irvin, God bless you. God bless you. And Dorothy Battle, God bless you. Oh, we thank God for all of you tuning in. And new people tuning in every day. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Sarah Bright, God bless you. Hallelujah. Inez and Ian Rickaby and another Ian. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Ransom Cherry Hill.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Donald Carter. Hallelujah. Teresa. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what's that? Cassetta?
Retta.
Yeah, better. Go ahead now. Hallelujah. Go ahead to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on. Come on now. Hallelujah. You said, what y'all looking through a mirror and seeing these people in the romping room mirror or something? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we best thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Dustin Harper. Hallelujah. Apostle Kevin Barber and Pastor, I think it's Shirley Barber. Hallelujah. Glory to Cheryl Barber. Glory to God. Pastor Jason Roseborough. Sherry Roseborough. God bless you, mighty man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God and his wife. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. And Leslie Govar. God bless you. And Brad and Isabel. Major Brad and Isabel. Hallelujah. And little Dominique. Hallelujah. And Reggie Smallwood, hallelujah, God bless you, glory to God. Hallelujah, Rachel, hallelujah, and Stephanie, God bless you, hallelujah. We thank God for you tonight, hallelujah. We thank God for all of you who have tuned in, hallelujah, to this International Victory Service. Yes, it's not a show. It's a service, hallelujah. We thank God for you. And Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, so glad to hear your melodic voice. How are you doing today?
Awesome. God is good.
Amen. Look, would you like to give the what do you call it, housekeeping suggestions? Yeah, because we need y'all to get it because we got some stuff for you today. You got to take notes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
All the family in the room. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Everybody get their Bibles, whatever version they want to use.
Hallelujah.
Your notebooks, pens, pencils, composition notebooks, so you can refer back to it later on. The pages are not going to come out the composition notebooks. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let you tear them out. Glory to God.
Your flash, your ink pens, your pencils. Get your elements for Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
No matter what it is, some type of liquid and some type of bread or cracker or whatever. Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed.
Eat the meal that heals.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches. I tell you, y'all just, you got your seatbelt fastened. Psalms 23, you better fasten it because we're going to take off in a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In fact, we done already took off. Hallelujah. Because this is the way we praise him. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all you people. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, come on now. You just think about what God has done for you just this week. I'm not talking about last year, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 5 years ago. I'm talking about just this week. You know God done brought you through. Come on now. Hallelujah. You can just praise him and magnify his glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you today. Hallelujah. We got to mention a couple of quick things to you before we go into the pastor's corner. Hallelujah. Coming up soon. Hallelujah. We're going to have a men's fellowship once a month. And it's going to be on a Friday at 7 p.m. As for the men, the mighty men of valor, it's going to be at 7 p.m. It's going to be the second Friday in the month. So we're talking about next Friday, the 9th, we will have our first men's fellowship. So all you men, get yourselves together. If you know a man that needs to know how to be a godly man, because anybody can be a man. Anybody can be male. Glory to God. But it takes a special kind of man to be victorious in this life. It takes a godly man. And you want to learn how to be a godly man. You want to learn how to relate to your family, how to have a strong family, how to achieve that which you desire in your heart to achieve in this life. Then you need to tune in to the men's fellowship, which is going to be on Friday, hallelujah, the 9th of the month, the 9th of April at 7 p.m., hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful Jesus.
The Spirit of the living God just came in this room.
Hallelujah.
There's something going around in this room. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, the angel of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Uro shiri de shiro buya da bo kiri de shi kiri de bo de da. Uro shiri de shi ma ya da 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 ba sha da da. Uro ya da bo shi kiri de de bo de da. Yo da bo shi kiri de 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 ya man do da da ba ya
da. Thank you, Jesus.
Yo da bo shi kiri de de de.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yo da bo shi kiri de ba. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We bless your name, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We glorify your name. The presence of the Lord is here.
Jesus.
You need to call anybody that you know right now who's on their sick bed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or who's homeless.
Hallelujah.
Or who's has some kind of captive force, some captive hindering force.
Thank you, Jesus.
In their life. Some habit.
Hallelujah.
Somebody who's hungry today.
Hallelujah.
Somebody who's sick, who's depressed. Hallelujah. Get on the phone right now. There's deliverance in the camp today. There's deliverance in the camp today. Today. Today is acceptable. I kid you not. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here in a tangible way right now. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go on with the pastor's corner right now. Give you time to get all those folk on the line. They need to hear what God has to say today. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to do today's pastor's corner.
Later on. 13. Look.
Okay. You're keying it up.
Section 4.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
15 minutes.
Thank you, Lord.
Step 1. 2. A good attitude. Scripture reading, 1 John 5. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. 1 John 5, 4 through 5. Every day we get to choose our attitudes. We can determine to be happy and look on the bright side, expecting good things and believing we will accomplish our dreams. Or we can elect to be negative by focusing on our problems, dwelling on what didn't work out, and living worried and discouraged. These are the choices we all can make. Nobody can force you to have a certain attitude. Life will go so much better if you simply decide to be positive. When you wake up, choose to be happy. That is the fourth undeniable quality of a winner. Choose to be grateful for the day. Choose to look on the bright side. Choose to focus on the possibilities. A good attitude does not automatically come. If you don't choose it, then more than likely you'll default to a negative mindset thinking, I don't feel like going to work. I've got so many obstacles. Nothing good is in my future. A negative attitude will limit your life. We all face difficulties. We all have tough times. But the right attitude is, this is not permanent. It's only temporary. In the meantime, I'm going to enjoy my life. Maybe you didn't get the promotion you worked hard for, or you didn't qualify for that house you wanted. You could easily live with a sour attitude. Instead, you should think, that's all right. I know something better is coming. If you become caught in traffic, think positively. I'm not going to be stressed. I know I'm at the right place at the right time. If your medical report wasn't good, you can choose to think, I'm not worried, this too shall pass. If your dream is taking longer than you thought, you can choose to think, I'm not discouraged. I know the right people and the right opportunities are already in my future, and at the right time, it will come to pass. Today's prayer, Father, you have promised to give us the desires of our hearts. I have dreams in my heart that seem impossible, but you promised it, and now I choose to believe you for them, and I'm bold enough to ask you for them. I'm asking for your favor to shine down on me. Amen. Today's thought. Stop dwelling on negative, destructive attitudes that keep you in a rut. Your life will change when you change your attitude. God has so much more in store for you. If you want to see God's far and beyond favor, you have to start believing it.
Sleep. Cancel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for Pastor's Corner.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Hopefully you got something out of that. Hallelujah. Praise God. We pray God's blessing upon you in Jesus' name.
Alrighty. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God is awesome. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
More love to thee, O Christ. More love to thee. Now hear me while I pray on bended knee. This
is my earnest plea.
More love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, fill it up, fill it up, and make me whole. Hallelujah. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We thank God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank
oh,
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We praise
hallelujah.
Your name
yes.
right now.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
At this time, Pastor Peterson, you can take us to the phone.
Bless right your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just praise you, God. There's none like you, Jesus. None like you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love. Hallelujah, oh, God. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, Father God, you're sweeter than a honey in a honeycomb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we praise you. From the rising of the sun until the going down the same. Hallelujah, your name is to be praised. Lord God, no matter if it's raining or whatever's going on out there, Lord God, the sun is still in the sky. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's still a sunny day. Hallelujah. We still got the Son of you, Lord God, the Son of God in our heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your tender mercies. Oh, God, your great love. Lord God, you are just an awesome God. You're an awesome Father, and we praise you, God. Lord God, we thank you for raising us up this morning, bringing us through this day, Lord God, allowing us to return home, Lord God, to our families, not allowing any hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us. Oh, Father God, we praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Jesus. There's none like you, Lord. None like you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, bless the word of God that's going to come forth on tonight. Lord God, bless the hearers in the name of Jesus. Touch their bodies, Lord. If there's any sick among us, touch them, Lord, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, put food on the table, clothes on their back. Hallelujah. Pay the bills, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stir up the backslider, Father. Let them know that you're still loving no matter what they've done. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. There's none like you, Lord God, in all the earth. Thank you, God, for having eyes that can see your people, ears that can hear the cries of your children, feet that will run swiftly to us, Lord God, when we call your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, for blessing us and taking care of us. Thank you for your mercy, Lord God, not giving us what we deserve, Lord God, or what the world would give us when we do something wrong. Lord God, you just love us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, Jesus. Thank you for loving me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallujah.
Thank you, God.
We thank God. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah.
Awesome, Jesus.
At this time, Pastor Peaches, will you read our Old Testament scripture, and I will do the New Testament scripture.
All right. Switching up on me.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Go ahead now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. The word of God is good.
Oh,
old or new or whatever.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we thank God.
Now, Old Testament scripture, you know, it's Jeremiah 18, 1-6. Hallelujah. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in a potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord for the Old Testament scripture and the New Testament scripture. Yes. Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2.
Yes.
I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, your emotions, a living sacrifice unto God. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Hallelujah. Now, some of you wonder why we read the same scriptures every service. There's some of you sitting up in churches, and there is a biblical basis for your church, but you don't really know what it is. For those who are part of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center and the organization Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, there is no doubt in their minds not only the scriptural basis, but the address, the Potter's House Church. Renewing Your Mind, Ministries International, Romans, Jeremiah. And I entreat you that if you're part of a church that's scripturally based, you need to know on what scripture is your church standing. And if you don't, I'm not knocking you if you don't, but you ought to know where you stand. Well, you ought to know what you're standing on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Pete.
You're welcome, Pastor.
God bless you real good. Now, I need to share with y'all right now that the Spirit of the Lord is in this place right now. The Spirit of the Lord is present to heal right now. There's so many people who are brokenhearted now, who are depressed right now.
Hallelujah.
And depression is the absence of hope. time for you to stand on the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. You need to decree and declare as the word decrees and declares in Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You must stand on the solid rock. Have faith in God. He is your hope. Hallelujah. It's time right now for the meal that heals. For the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life right now. As we prepare our hearts and ourselves for this momentous event, it's going to be a blood transfusion. It's going to be a meal that heals. God wants to radically change the course of your life right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you listening to my voice have said to yourself, there's no hope. I'll never be better. I'll never be in a better situation. I'll never get healed. I'll never do this. I'll never do that. I'll never find a good job. I'll never find a good paying job. I'll never find a home for me and my family. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar and the father of them. God said in his word, glory to God, that he can do, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think according to the power that worketh within you. And that power is the Holy Ghost power right now. Must need. Say, so why do we need the Holy Ghost? You want the power to be victorious in every walk of life, in every segment, every part of your being. You want to be victorious. Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, say amen again. Come on now. You don't want to live a defeated life. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. You have so many hurts that you've been carrying. So many baggage that you've been carrying for years. Yeah, you made mistakes. Who has it other than Jesus himself? Come on now. But you got to put those things behind you. God forgave you. Forgive yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, it's not time for the message yet. But see, somebody needs to set free today. Somebody's tied themselves up to a ball and chain. Y'all remember the ball and chain. Put a ball and chain on your own self. Now, I understand somebody else trying to put a ball and chain on you, trying to shackle you up with your past, trying to negate your progress that you done made, tried to negate your successes that you've had. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But when you put a ball and chain on your own leg, on your own mind, on your own life, you are helping the enemy destroy you. Because the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Now, if you are not living in a more abundant life, if you're not living, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the top of the cross, hallelujah, if you're not the head, hallelujah, if you're not above, holy, glory to God, you're living beneath your privilege. I'm not just talking to the preacher. I'm not just talking to the teacher. I'm talking to the baker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The candlestick maker. I'm talking to the salesperson. I'm talking to the jobless person. Come on now. If you're not in an abundant life situation, you are living. I said, okay, you can't hear me. Do you hear me? I said, you are living beneath your privilege. It is time for you to get to stepping towards your goal. Your goal.
abundant life. Jesus said you can have it. The Spirit of the Lord is present right now to direct you to that path. You keep listening to the wrong people. You keep listening to the wrong people. Why are you listening to people that want to tear you down, want to beat you down, want to keep you down? Start listening to the right channel. To switch that channel. Start listening to people want to lift you up, want to build you up, want to help you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Start listening to people who want to bless you, not curse you. Hallelujah. You come on now. You got two major gates in your life. You got your eye gate and you got your ear gate. You got to put a filter over there. The filter is the Spirit of the living God. The filter is the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And filter those negative stuff out of your life right now. Glory to God. Come on now. You can do it. Yes, you can. You can do it. Stop listening to the wrong stuff. Stop listening to us on gloom, despair, and agony on me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I had no luck at all. Stop listening to those songs. Stop looking at them dumb stories on TV that talks about the bad, that the good man gets killed. Hallelujah. No good deed goes unpunished. You listen to all that junk and garbage, and you understand that's seeping into your spirit. I got news for you. What you sow, you're going to reap. I don't care who said you ain't. I tell you, my God, my God, my God said, be not deceived. Don't you be fooled, tricked, or bamboozled. Glory to God, out of your glory, out of your blessing, out of your anointing, whatsoever, whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That same chapter, I think it's chapter 6, verse 9, says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you don't faint, if you don't quit, if you don't give up, if you don't just turn yourself over to the negative. You're going to reap. You're going to get your dessert. Hallelujah. It's going to be good, too. It's going to be a Smith Island 8-layer chocolate cake. Hallelujah. With some whipped cream on the top and a little cherry on top of that. Glory to God. It's going to bless your socks off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know what I'm talking about. You're going to look out the window and go see some socks walking down the street by themselves. Say, what in the world is that? And you say, look, they look like my socks. You look down, your socks is off your feet. God done bless your socks off. That's what you expect. Expect the blessing. Don't expect anything but good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what I'm saying? But you know, life happens. That's right. Life happens to everybody. The good, the bad, and the ugly goes around in circles. But I got news for you. Glory to God. If you lean on the everlasting arm, if you look to the hills from which comes your help, if you stand on the solid rock, the Bible says, glory to God, hallelujah. God will always cause you to triumph in Christ Jesus. You are a winner. You're a winner. No matter what it looks like, what it seems like, what it feels like, you're still a winner.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Switch that channel. Somebody trying to tell you some negative, trying to treat you like the trash can. Girl, do you know that so-and-so ran off? You ain't no trash can. Stop listening to the junk and garbage and stop praising God. Say, Scriven, I don't mean no harm, but I just got to praise God just for a minute and start praising God. Well, I'm just going to tell you some garbage I found out. No, you keep that to yourself. Say, I ain't the trash can. I want to praise my God just for a little bit. You want to pray with me? Come on, let's pray. No, sorry, I got something to do. You know what they're about. A dog bring a bone will take a bone. Come on now. They're probably talking about you too. Come on now. But let them talk about the glory that's in your life. Lord, I don't know how she did it. Oh, I know how she did it. Jesus did it in her life. Jesus is showing up strong on her behalf. That's how you're doing it. You're going to make it no matter what anybody says. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Right.
I don't know where that came from, but that was for somebody. Glory to God. It's time. What time is it? It's time for what? It's time for what?
Communion.
All right. Hallelujah. Sweet communion. Hallelujah. Sweet communion. Sweet communion. Sweet communion. It's the time that we commune with our Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, examine yourself. And we do that right now.
Hallelujah.
We comprehend.
Yeah.
We're fully aware.
Yeah.
We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Lord God, we thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, and sanctify them in Jesus' name. And Father God, we love your covenant names, Lord. We love to say your covenant names because as we speak them aloud, you become that to us. So we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. Those ball and chains of the past mistakes, we forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Again, we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed.
Okay.
The Bible says, 1 Peter 2:24, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins. Glory to God. You washed our sins with your own blood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has forgiven us of our sins. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves. Hallelujah. Life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses.
Yes.
Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Glory to God. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks,
He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for our healing right now.
Hallelujah.
Your words say.
Hallelujah.
In Luke 4:18.
Yes.
Isaiah 61:1-3. It says, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. And today is the acceptable year, the acceptable time to get that healing. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen out there?
Amen.
If I can't buy an amen, can I rent one for a little while? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your word says, Lord, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Your word says, glory to God. Glory to God. That you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. You're healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies right now, every listener right now, all over the world right now, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now, in the lives of the listeners right now. That touch that one and that one, that sister, that brother, that son, that daughter, that mother, that father right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Cancer, go in Jesus' name. Tumors, dissolve, go in Jesus' name. Ganglia and cysts, disappear in Jesus' name. High blood pressure, normal right now. Glucose levels, normal right now. Arthritis, rheumatism, disappear right now. Coronavirus, disappear right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Nerve trouble right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, bloodborne pathogenic diseases, disappear right now. Whoosh. Hallelujah, in the name of you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I got you now. Hallelujah. One for the Father. One, two for the Son. Two, three for the Holy Ghost.
Three.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord say, listen to me now. The word of the Lord say in Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:1-2. Galatians 3:26. And Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you can thank him a little louder than that. Come on now. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Lord, she can in the body of money. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What about Shatan? And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is all my new promises. This is the new inheritance that I'm giving you. And I mean it so much that I wrote it in my blood. Hallelujah. Let's drink together.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13. Says what God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, glory to God. When I see the blood, hallelujah, I will pass over you.
Glory to God. Somebody's wondering why we do communion all the time, why we do it every day, why we do it every service. I want the blood of Jesus to cover my home, not once a year, not even once a month, not even once or twice a week. I want the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to cover my home every day. Glory to God. I want to be healed every day. We thank you, glory to God, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, our present, our future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We curse the curse. We curse the hex. We curse the spell. We cancel the curse. We cancel the spell. We cancel the hex. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, to nil, discombobulates, eradicates, decimates, annihilates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie, past or present, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Nothing like
that. Oh, tell the Lord thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Nothing.
Hallelujah. Now our family daily confession.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, our extended family. Hallelujah. We stand in the gap for them. Hallelujah. We stand in their place. Hallelujah. Some of them don't have sense enough to call on Jesus, but we're calling on Jesus for them. We're decreeing and establishing things in their lives in the name of Jesus for them. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor. Hallelujah. Shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Of Job 22:28, Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter, glory to God. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you know what time it is now. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And we don't take this responsibility and all this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have. Use us for your glory, O God. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for giving back 30, 60, and 100-fold, and even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown tonight. And Father God, we thank you, O God. We bless your name, O God, for the power and ability to bind the enemy. Satan, you're bound in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us. In fact, we say, we evict you right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for what you've done already and what you're doing now and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, say amen again. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. And we've been talking about the secret sauces. Hallelujah. And this is part two of secret sauce number 6. Now, secret sauce number 1, these are secrets for a victorious life in Christ. And they're really not secrets to the people of God, but they're secrets to the world because they don't know how to be victorious in their life without Christ, and they can't do it. Hallelujah. They don't have them. But see, we got them. And so the secret sauce number 1, glory to God, was to be prophetic in your conversation. Don't be pathetic. Don't be calling those things as you see them, but call those things that you want. Hallelujah. In other words, decree a thing and it shall be established. Hallelujah. Be prophetic in your walk and in your talk, your conversation. Hallelujah, what you do, what you say, what you think. Hallelujah. Number 2 was forgive. Forgive, hallelujah. And forgiveness is not for the other guy. Forgive is for you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because glory to God, good God from Mount Zion. Hallelujah. If you have forgiveness, unforgiveness in your heart, it erases the forgiveness of the past. Matthew 18, start with verse 23 and read the rest of that chapter. Hallelujah. You want me to say it again? Unforgiveness you have now erases the forgiveness of the past. So you got to forgive. You got to make sure you keep forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. You say, how many times? Jesus said 70 times 7 in one day. Glory to God. What's that? 490 times in one day. Glory to God. Lord have mercy. So if you haven't reached that, you need to forgive some more. Keep forgiving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus. If somebody is causing you trouble 490 times, 90, glory to God, 91 times in your life, it's time for you to move to another locality. 491 times in one day. Jesus, help us, Holy Ghost, glory to God. It's time to move then, boy. Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. I know. Don't run. No, I'm messing. You know, you stand on the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Forgive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number 3. Hallelujah. Number 3. Hallelujah. Be anxious for nothing. Philippians 4:6. Don't you be anxious for nothing because you got God on your side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 46, verses 70 and verse 11 said the same thing. I am with you. Glory to God. You got God, the creator of the universe, the one that spoke the word and stuff came into being. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And number 4 was, glory to God. Hallelujah. Number 4, hallelujah. What was number 4, Pastor Peaches? Hallelujah. We're going to figure out. Number 4, glory to God.
L-O-V-E.
Love, oh, love. See, I love, isn't that wonderful to have you help me? She helping me. Love, see, love, glory to God. Love is the wrapper in which all the other fruit of the Spirit is in. You notice in Galatians 5:22, it says the fruit, singular, of the Spirit. And so, look, love encompasses all that. It's like an orange. You got the peel of the rind. And inside you got the fruit of the vine. You got the fruit stuff. You got the membrane. You got seeds. You got all the other stuff that's encompassed inside there. So look here, the joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, and meekness, and temperance, they're surrounded by what? Love.
Amen.
Love is what you got to show all the time. By this shall men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another. Love. And then, glory to God. Number 5 was face your fear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. F-A-C-E. Face your fear. Don't you be running from the devil. If you're running from the devil, you know, be singing that song like that, like what was his name, Curtis Watson, and the messenger sang, I beat the devil running and I'm so glad. Mm-hmm. If you're running from the devil, you're running in the wrong direction. You're running away from Christ. That's what the devil want to do. He want to chase you away from Christ. He don't want to chase you to Christ. Think about that. Pause. Selah. The devil is chasing you. He ain't chasing you to Christ. He don't want you to get close to God. He don't want you to get close to Christ. He want to chase you away from. So if he's chasing you, you got to do, glory to God. You got to do what, hallelujah, glory to God. James 4:7 says, resist the devil, and he will flee. You ought to be chasing the devil, glory to God. When you get up in the morning, the devil will say, oh, my goodness, she's up. Oh, my goodness, he's up. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. He might not say Jesus, but he might say, oh, crap. Excuse me, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. He might say a bunch of stuff like that, you know, because you up. Because you know you're going to whip his head. You're going to do like your father do. Ephesians 5:1 says, be like me as dear children. I think it's 5:1. Is that 6:1? It's one of those. Come on now. It's be like him as dear children. Well, and Psalm 78:66, it says, God kicked the enemy in his hinder parts. He kicked him in his rear end. I said, God. So you need to be doing that. That means devil is running. You're chasing the devil. You're kicking him in his rear. You're chasing the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look here. I got to stop here. Hallelujah. I got to go to the next one. And we're dealing with number six. And number six, Isaiah 43:26.
Okay.
And we said that the secret sauce number six starts with a J, and we can deal with it right now.
Hallelujah.
When you get there, say amen. I want y'all to understand this, that this is very important to so that you can have victory in your life, in your walk. You know, because there's a lot of people that think that God is their celestial bellhop, and so they say, Jimmy, gimme, my name is Jimmy. And they think that that's it. All you got to do is go to God and ask for it, and it's automatic that he's going to give it to you. Ain't so. You know what the word say? Okay, go ahead. Did you get that?
Yes, 43:26.
Yes, read that.
Put me in remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
Say what God said. Do it God's way. Sometimes, you know, you see the scripture that talks about two or three are gathered. That's Matthew 18:19. Touch and agree? Well, God said, look, I'll be your two.
Hallelujah.
I'll be your two. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, put me in remembrance of what I said. You can be justified in what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You ever tell people, well, the Bible says that all the gifts of God are yea and amen. The promises of God are yea and amen. You go to 2 Corinthians 1:20. Hallelujah. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you hear people saying that, and they leave it at that, and they think that's it. It ain't. The whole thing. See, we got to be good students of the Bible. Because if you would read that scripture, it's found in 2 Corinthians,
mm-hmm.
chapter 1:20. Can you read that for me?
For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us.
In other words, when they said in him, if you look at verse 19, it talks about Jesus Christ. So all the promises of God are yea and amen in Jesus to what? To the glory of God.
the Father. Look here. If what you, the promises, if what you're asking, number one, coincide with his word, in other words, they in him, because he's the living word, hallelujah, and they to the glory of God, glory to God, the Father, and read the rest of that.
Now he would,
no, the end of that, to the glory of God.
The glory of God by us.
In other words, it got to be in our heart, this stuff. Got to be in our heart. Now, that some of you out there that are looking for a husband or looking for a wife, they say, Lord, give me a wife, and you leave it at that. But the Bible says, see, you want the first scripture I used was what is that, Isaiah 43:26, bring me in remembrance, the word. And you go, say, God, you said in Genesis, it's not good for a man to be alone. And then some of you women, you want a man, said, you said, you was going to send a man a help me. I want to be help me. I want to be helpful and suitable to God. Bring him in remembrance of his word. So what? So that God will be glorified in your life. Hallelujah. Got to be in your heart. Glory to God. Yes. And we said that there are 7,000. There's one brother at Oral Roberts University had a project. He tried to count all the promises of God, and he counted 7,487 promises. I don't know if he got exhausted and stopped, or that's all he found. I don't know. And I'm not going to try to count them myself. Yes, indeed. Because, you know, at the age I am, I want to, you know, you understand. I let some of the younger folk do that. And he was a young man and he did that. Hallelujah. I take that as not gospel, but I lean to him. It took him a year and a half to do that. A year and a half for a young man to do it. Glory to God. Well, anyway, let me move on. I digress. Now, the part one, we talked about this guy named, what was his name, Howard Brown? And he built something in 1882, which has been expanded, but it's still happening today. And see, it is the safe deposit box. And see, what has to happen is that you got a safe deposit box with your valuables in it. You've got to have a justification to be able to go to that box. You got to have the key. Hallelujah. Justification. The key. Because you've got a key, and the owners of the bank got a key. God got a key. The key that God has is his word. You got to take your key, which is bringing him in remembrance, your justification to get what's in the box. Okay. Look here. Every promise of God got a justification to receive that promise. And let's call it a key. Justification to get the promises of God. Well, hallelujah. Let's look at a couple of scriptures. One famous one is the 23rd Psalm. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And there are about 12 or 13 promises in that one scripture.
Amen.
But the key, the justification for unlocking those promises is the Lord is my shepherd. Make God,
yes, sir,
your shepherd. You say, okay, all right, give me another one. Okay, we can go to that one I mentioned already. James 4:7 says, resist the devil and he shall flee. And some of you say, well, the devil's always running up, messing with me and stuff like that. Well, did you use your justification for resisting the devil? And what did that scripture say? That first part of the scripture says what? Submit yourself unto the Lord. Now, if you haven't submitted yourself unto the Lord, you can't resist the devil in anything. Because it's the justification for resisting the devil. Okay, let's go to another one. See, y'all got to see this. Every promise has a key or justification. You can't just go, give me, my name is Jimmy. I pay tithes every week. I give offers. I sing in the choir. I'm in the usher board. I'm in the pastor's aid club. I'm in the mother's board. I'm on the deacon's board. I'm on the deacon. How you done do that? You're on the mother's board and deacon board. Wait, we ain't having none of that. You're either on the deacon. Well, the deaconess board. Okay, I got you. All right. Okay. All right. Anyhow, glory to God. Lord, I kept talking. I talked me out of what I was saying. Somebody help me. Pastor Peaches, can you help me a little bit? What was I getting ready to say? He said, help him, Holy Ghost. Lord, anyhow, look here. Look. There's a scripture. I know what it was. You know the scripture. You hear everybody. You hear ball players talking it. And a lot of people say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And we think that's it. Boy, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But what's the key? Now, here's a key for you. The key is usually in that scripture or the preceding one or the one afterwards. Amen. Now, that scripture in Isaiah 54, verse 17 says, resist the devil and he shall flee. No, excuse me, I'm sorry. Glory to God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And it says a little bit more. This says, for it's the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Amen.
That's the key. You got to be a servant of the Lord.
Amen.
In order to resist the devil, glory to God, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Look, there's somebody over here, listen to me, got the devil on the tail. And that's why I keep on saying, resist the devil, he can flee. See, look here. Glory to God. The devil may be in some of your children that's over 18 in your house. Give him a 30-day notice. You got 30 days to clear out or to get saved, whichever one comes first. Ooh. If you don't believe me, I'm going down to the court. I'm going to get you. I don't have no devils in my house. And you trying to bring drugs and trying to sneak women up the steps while I'm asleep. Glory to Jesus. You ain't fooling nobody but yourself because the Holy Ghost told me. Look, you want God to bless you and you shacking up with your boyfriend. Glory to Jesus. I know you say, well, he reigns on the just and unjust. But there's a lot of bad stuff happening to the unjust. You want that? Jesus. Life is bad enough, but you want to be the unjust in this world? Jesus, glory to God. But anyway, hallelujah, glory to God. You want to be a minister, and you're creeping over to Sister Susie's house when your wife is out of town. Hallelujah.
What?
The Spirit of the Lord is present to deliver you and your family right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here.
I
feel it in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I got to stop now because God wants to minister to you personally. You know who I've been talking to. Hallelujah. The sixth secret sauce is justification. Titus 3:7 said, hallelujah, you're justified by grace. The grace of God, he gives you the unmerited favor to read his word. Hallelujah. Wrote, glory to God. I think it's Romans 5:1. Says you're justified by faith. Have faith in God. You need justification to be able to unlock the promises of God. You need to, because that's your key. You say, well, glory to God. That justification is in the scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want the fruit of the Spirit? Well, you look at that scripture, Galatians 5:22-23. It says the fruit of the Spirit. The first thing, the justification, hallelujah, the key to those promises is you got to have the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
That's it. Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Lord, bless every caller, every listener, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
everyone that heard the word. Mm-hmm. Let them not just be a hearer of the word. Mm. I think that's James 1,
yes.
And glory to God. It's in chapter 1, I think. But be a doer of the word. I think it's 23 and 25, James and 25. Don't just be a hearer of the word.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Be a doer of the word.
Amen.
And hallelujah. You can say like the word says,
yes.
Arise and shine, because that light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Then you could go ahead and do what Psalm 47 says. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all you people. Glory to God. You can praise him. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I don't know what time it is, but go ahead.
Hallelujah.
I'm turning it over to you. Hallelujah.
Just for the word of God. The word of God is something that is never, ever, ever going to change.
Hallelujah.
The weather changes. The sun wasn't out today. It's still up in the sky. It wasn't out today. The rain came down. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, I don't know what the weather will be. Yesterday, it was sunny. Hallelujah. But you know what? The weather may change. Baltimore has so many different types of weather, all different types of weather. But you know what? You can depend on Jesus because he never changes. Hallelujah. He's not like the weather, and he's not like a fair weather friend.
Hallelujah.
He is a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Hallelujah. And the only thing you have to do is call on him, and he's right there. He is a brother that sticketh closer. He is sticketh closer than any brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want into your heart, just say, Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that, Jesus, if I confess with my mouth, the Lord Jesus, that he died and he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. He's now sitting on the right hand of the Father. I am saved. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for coming into my heart, saving me from my sins. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Talk to us after the service is over. Free to call 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. If you want to write to us, the Potter's House Church, 24 Post Office Box, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We'll be happy to pray, touch and agree in prayer with you. If there's a matter, pray for the healing of the body. If there's sickness, touch and agree. Standing with you in prayer, whatever the situation is, and watch God change things.
Watch God
handle whatever the situation is. There's nothing too big for him, nothing so great that he can't handle it.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches,
hallelujah.
We're still building the hospital in Uganda, and we want to let all of our people know who are listening to us that, we have our book out, and the book is The Awakening of a Superhero, and part of the proceeds go to building this house, this whole hospital in Uganda, and it's available in paperback or in an e-book, and Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or iTunes, you can get it, and we thank God for you. We just bless God for all of you, and thank God
for Bianca, Holly Thornley. God bless you and supreme discount. Glory, 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 glory. I got to get over there myself. Everybody in my family seems like I've been over there. I have been over there. I'm going to get over there one day. Hallelujah. But God bless you real good. Prosperity upon you in Jesus' name. God bless all of you. And if anybody has a business opportunity that they're into, the entrepreneur, give me a call, 410-444-5152. We're going to plug you in here, too. It's not going to cost you anything but a prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is that all right, Pastor Peaches?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Join us. We'll be giving you more information about our men's fellowship we'll be having. But God bless you real good. We love you. See you on Sunday.
Everybody, 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 ever